Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしてます。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アイルランド出身のイギライと、
アメリカ出身のジョーダンです。
今月のテーマは2024年の一番は何ですかです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
And my name is Jordan and I am from America.
Our topic today is best of 2024. We are somehow already in the last month of this year, and for many people, December is an introspective time where one really, you know, sits down and reflects on what they did, what they accomplished in the past year. So today, Eli and I are joined by our guest, and we'll be talking a bit about how our 2024 is. So I was a little bit shocked to realize that we're only, what, a few weeks away from entering a new year. And I think especially for Eli, because, you know, you have officially been in Japan for more than 1 year.
I have now, yes. Yeah.
Congratulations. So how does the second year feel?
I mean, we're only a few months into it now, but it's so fast. Like, time goes so fast, it's scary. Yeah, I mean, even just think about, like, I'm going into 2025 now, and I turned 25 this year, so I can no longer say I'm in my early 20s, which is a depressing thought. But no, it's great. I mean, you know, it's cliche, but time does fly when you're having fun. And I've really enjoyed my last year and a bit here in Sendai, so, you know, it's a great place. I want to stay here for longer, so I'm only looking forward to the future, I guess.
That's a very positive note to start our episode.
I'm trying to reframe it so I don't get depressed by how fast it's going.
What is the most surprising or, like, out of the pocket thing that happened to you this year? Like, what was something that you did not see coming at all?
I had a fairly tame year. There was nothing super unexpected or anything out of the blue. I mean, I joined an Irish music circle in Sendai. It was technically at the end of last year, but that's really kind of become like a big social pillar for me over the last year, so I'm really glad I did that. So it wasn't really unexpected, but it's definitely something I'm glad I did.
Yeah, me also, music related. My band, I'm part of the Tokudaigaku Keonbu.
Wow!
And my band, Kyodaigakusei, we got the chance to play in Tokyo quite a few times this year, so that was very exciting.
And had you played music before coming to Japan, or...?
I've been a singer all my life.
Wow.
And then I played clarinet up through high school.
Wow.
Taught myself guitar about 10 years ago.
Wow, okay.
But never really properly practiced until last year.
Are you guys planning for any big performances maybe next year?
We're recording an album over on Kita Yobancho at Studio Solfa.
Wow.
Right now, so that should release end of the year, January. And then I guess we'll have a big release party somewhere in Sendai.
This year, I've been going to bars and pubs and, like, talking to Japanese people, foreign people alike. And yeah, it's been more fun than expected.
Yeah,
people don't suck as much as I thought they did, which is...
That's a nice takeaway.
Yeah. Which is the most surprising thing that happened to me this year.
How did you get over that initial confidence block?
Oh, I just get drunk. I love it. That's why I said pub, like
pubs
in bars.
Yeah,
and izakayas. Because, like, when you get a few cups of liquor in,
talk to anyone.
Yeah, you kind of, like, stop being nervous and, like, you strike up conversation.
You meet some of the most interesting people that way.
Why don't we talk about best things and worst things that happened to us this year?
I mean, this kind of goes back to what I just said a second ago about, like, the music thing. But, like, that wasn't really an expecting, but it was definitely, I think, one of the more positive things that happened to me the last year. Because I think... And, you know, moving to a new country, I've only been here, what, a year and a bit. You know, I think it's hard for anyone to kind of have, like, a strong social circle, especially from the beginning.
Oh, definitely,
But then, like, finding people that have, like, shared hobbies and actually be able to, like, meet locals through that, because it's an Irish music circle.
Right.
But I'm the only Irish person there. Everyone else is Japanese. Which is quite a fun dynamic. It's actually really, like, interesting coming into it because... You know, a lot of people, they get into Japan, into Japanese, through, you know, they watch anime or the manga, and they get obsessed with the culture, and they learn the language, and they kind of come over here. But it was like the reverse effect. And, like, I'd never seen people get so obsessed in something so niche and Irish, you know, and it was really cool to see. So, yeah, no, it's been really fun. I've had a really fun year because of that, and through those connections I've gotten to, like whenever I go to a new city now, I always take my banjo with me because I know that I can jump into a session now into places, and it's a great segue or a great way of meeting new people in new cities and stuff, because for some strange reason there's Irish music sessions everywhere in Japan. It's fairly popular, so yeah, it's definitely made my life better, I think, in the last year. I'm really glad I did it.
Is there anything musical related that you'd like to challenge yourself to next year?
Yes, I've already started challenging myself at it, and it's one thing I'm glad I tried doing, but singing. So at a recent concert or a recent gig we did, I kind of fielded the idea of, you know, singing a song, because like I said, most people in the group are Japanese. They're all Japanese, so not a lot of people are confident enough to sing the traditional Irish songs in either Irish or English.
Right.
So they're like, oh, you're an English speaker, you're an Irish speaker, you can sing, is kind of the premise. And I was like, look, I'll give it a go. So I did. I did one song and it was received pretty well. So I'd like to, you know, whip out a few more next few sessions.
Yeah, would you like to advertise where you usually play?
We have monthly sessions at a pub called Crack. It's a red face pub.
I've walked Jordan by there many times.
So it is across to where Forest used to be, and on what days you usually play?
It's on the weekends. It's usually the third Saturday, I think.
Third Saturday. Yeah. So
but it depends.
Okay. Yeah. So Jordan, what's the best thing that happened to you?
Well, we already talked about the music. The next best thing would be finally got my driver's license.
Oh, congrats.
That's a big accomplishment. Oh. Congratulations.
And then you can tie that same story into the worst thing as well.
Oh, did you crash the car?
No.
Okay. Jordan.
No. I tell you what, driving in the middle of Sendai City is terrifying though.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that's like the best thing, because it took 6 months to do, but now like I feel the freedom to go anywhere I want to whenever I want to, so that's nice.
Have you been able to go on like road trips or, you know, go explore a bit further out? Or?
Since I got my actual license and not my international license, I went to Naruko a few days ago. That was exciting.
Did you get to go into the hot spring and everything?
No. I left too late. I left at 11 and I had to return the car at 6, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Next time.
How was it converting your license? So did you have to do the written test and the driving test and everything?
Just the driving test.
Okay.
Which is why it took so long.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go into a rant about Miyagi.
It's all right. Go ahead.
Miyagi Driving Center is extremely strict, which is... I understand Japan is a very safe place to drive, so the drivers should be very safe as well. But the problem was, if you fail once, it's usually a 2-month wait. I failed twice. 2 months, 4 months. So it was about a 4 to 5, 6 month wait to finally do it the third time.
Now you have full freedom to go anywhere you want. I did a lot of fun things this year. I managed to visit almost all of Japan. So the only part of the country that I haven't been to now is Shikoku, because it's very hard to get to from Tohoku. I went to Okinawa for the first time. I went to Hokkaido. I went to like Chugoku area and everything, Kyushu. And yeah, it's been fun. I loved traveling. I loved the people that I met through traveling. That's also one of the things that kind of like encouraged me to kind of break out of my own shell, because I feel like it's such a waste if you don't go out and try new things when you're traveling, because you might not be able to go back to those places ever again, or like, you know, the place might change a lot when you're away.
Especially Japan.
Definitely. And I definitely think my life has gotten better.
Are you planning to do more traveling going into the new year, or?
Ooh, yeah. For the end of year, I'm gonna be going home for the first time in 2.5 years, because my parents are getting annoyed that I'm not visiting. But okay, flights are expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah, it's what? 11 hours one way, so it's a lot of commitment, I feel like.
That's if you don't have a stop.
Yep, that's if you don't have a stop, which I do. I have a 6-hour layover.
Oh no.
Yeah, could happen worse. So I'm gonna be back in Canada for like 2 weeks, and I'm hoping, other than, you know, visiting Shikoku, I'll maybe be able to go to Taiwan or like Hong Kong, because I know they're starting a direct flight between Sendai Airport and Hong Kong. Yeah, hoping for a year of a lot of adventures.
And when you say you visited most of Japan, does that mean you went to every prefecture?
A lot of them. I only spend like a few hours,
okay,
so it's not like overnight stay, but like usually I'll go to, you know, for example Kyushu, I'll stay in Fukuoka and I'll day trip to other areas. So when I went to Fukuoka, I day trip to like Kagoshima, I went to Kumamoto and etc etc, but I'll only stay like my hotel will be in one place,
right.
With wherever the transportation hub is, basically.
Have you seen a lot of Japan yourself?
I think I've been to 16 or 17 prefectures.
Wow, yeah.
Is there anywhere on the list you're kind of hoping to get to?
Wakanai.
Oh, yeah.
The most northern spot. My goal is to go the most north, most south, most east, and most west of every island.
Oh, yeah. If you're talking about Honshu, what would be like the most east and west?
The most east is Iwate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There's a point. Yeah. If you're talking about mainland, it's Iwate. If you're talking about island, it's part of Tokyo somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
West is, I think, more down south.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
The
country
curve,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's probably also like an island off somewhere.
Probably.
I won't be surprised.
I don't count the islands. I don't count those. Those are like extremes. I'm counting mainland attached
to
the land.
Some random territory or rock that's been disputed in the ocean.
I guess. Most north would be Hapi or Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha. Very beautiful. Great tuna.
Okay.
Cool.
Have you been up that way before? Yeah.
If you can get up there, try the tuna.
Up on the list, yeah.
And go in the middle of winter too, it's the most exciting.
But the snow though.
That's why it's the most exciting.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say about where I love snow. Because like Ireland, people assume that Ireland has a lot of snow, but it's really not.
Really?
It's like, yeah, because we get like a current or something from the Atlantic, so despite our high altitude or high longitude. I don't know. despite our relatively high position on the globe,
how far north
it's quite warm, so we don't get snow. So I get very excited.
But it is cold.
Yes.
Like I watched Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh yes.
And, made Ireland look a very cold place.
Yeah. Didn't get the Oscar though. But it's still about last year. So
yeah,
it's relevant.
Yeah.
I remember watching the Oscars and like Irish films got like a bunch of nominations. And like actors as well, like Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer and stuff as well.
Yes.
I think he got best actor.
He got
He did.
But what was really cool was Uncalling McCune, which was an Irish language film, got nominated for an Oscar for like the first time ever, which was like a huge
thing. Like for a foreign language film?
Yes, foreign language film. Mm-hmm. So it got nominated for the foreign language film category, and that was like the first time an Irish film has ever gotten that far, like Irish language film. So like the Irish speaking community in Ireland was very, very hyped last year. But then we watched it, and we lost basically everything, except for Cillian Murphy. So.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, so, he's from my hometown, so there we go.
Maybe the Irish will win something.
Next year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We nominated another Irish language film for next year.
Oh,
so,
really?
Fingers crossed. It's a biographical film about Irish language rappers.
Wow.
They produced it themselves, and it's...
Oh, Kneecap?
Yes. Oh, you've heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it did Sundance, and I got some good reviews and stuff, mm-hmm. so it's... it hasn't been released publicly here yet, but
if it is at all,
yeah, I know that's
those
a thing.
Niche films. If they come out here, it'll take years.
Yeah,
imagine if they put a Japanese dub over it.
Well, they did Japanese subtitles for Uncalling McCune because they showed it here on a brief running after the Oscars because it was got the nomination. So
it was in Irish, right?
It was in Irish, but
subtitles
is
okay.
Yeah.
Like dubbed, though.
I don't know if they dubbed it. I feel like it takes away the meaning if it's dubbed.
Yeah.
Just do an Irish action in Japanese.
Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. At the Sendai Multicultural Center, monthly specialist consultations are held with professionals from different organizations. Starting from November of 2024, staff from the Sendai City Entrepreneur Support Center, ASISTA, are available for consultations regarding business startups and management. To apply for a consultation, you can either visit the Sendai Multicultural Center in person or contact us by calling 022-224-1919 or email us at tabunka@sentia-sendai.jp. And that is it of our program this month. We'll see you again soon. Bye!
Bye!